Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the Matrix of Confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading. I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig.
In all the years I did radio, both as a host and as a guest, if there's one person that I genuinely stood in awe of, he appeared on my radio program the evening of August the 6th, 1994. His name? Robert Wise. If you take a look at almost any field of endeavor, there are certain names that will jump out at you that literally make you aware of the fact that you're in the presence of a legend. For example, in the field of acting, if I say the names of Betty Grable, Katharine Hepburn, Clark Gable, John Wayne, immediately you have a sense of what their craft represented to the world. The same thing in other fields, physicists, Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, astronauts, Gordon Cooper, Neil Armstrong, Deke Slayton, and movie producing and directing, Robert Wise. Now, if you take a look at some of the body of Robert Wise's work, he first cut his teeth editing Citizen Kane. He directed, produced one of the greatest science fiction movies ever, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Later on, he went to direct and produce West Side Story, The Sand Pebbles, The Andromeda Strain. He launched the Starship Enterprise by directing Star Trek, the movie. I mean, we are talking a genuine legend. A few weeks prior to this show, I and my guest co-host most weeks when he was in town, Dwight Schultz, had met Bob Wise at the premiere at the Directors Guild of Paul David's movie, Roswell. As a matter of fact, in this show, you will hear us discussing the first hour all about Roswell, which had just premiered on Showtime. We took a lot of audience calls. And I announced that the second half of the show that Mr. Robert Wise would be joining us. And at 10 o'clock, sure enough, there he was. And I got to tell you, this is one experience that will stick with me as long as I'm around. And especially when I was digitizing this show, getting it ready to upload, once again, I felt a sense of absolute awe when I listened to this man. He left us in 2005, a genuine legendary figure that we no longer will have the pleasure of witnessing his work, but his work is still out there. And this is one show that I think you're going to get a sense of what kind of a man that Robert Wise was. So without any further ado, let's go to the show. Sit back, relax, adjust your headphones, and enjoy this, because this was, for me, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.